From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com. Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at AARP.org.
For 7 months, I've been working at the San Francisco Foundation in a 2-year fellowship for professionals of color in philanthropy. If you had spoken to me of philanthropy before I took this job, it would have conjured up images of a rarefied world of wealthy donors and their pet projects. It can be that, but that's not all it is. The woman giving $5 at church is a philanthropist. The Rotary Club supporting a high school band trip is philanthropic. The nurse triggering your child's meltdown with a flu shot at the clinic could be there courtesy of a philanthropist. Philanthropy is that close to us, that intimate, and that invisible. As I continue in my fellowship, I'm taking the first steps towards enacting social change, which is to say I'm changing myself, my understanding of philanthropy. My original understanding was informed by 15 years of working in smallish nonprofits. From my small agencies, funders seemed kind of mysterious, temperamental deities that we appease with pageants of service and reams of budgets and final reports. If the funders were happy, the money rained down. If not, you went hungry. It was hard to imagine that my modest nonprofits, with their outdated computers, temperamental fax machines, and mismatched office chairs, were in a symbiotic relationship with these far wealthier funders. But we were. Our work helped those multi-million and billion-dollar foundations fulfill their goals. I see now that philanthropic funding is a social tool like any other, that can be used to alleviate or exacerbate social imbalances, suppress or nourish creativity, and encourage or squash broader participation in our cultural life. And that is a lot easier to deal with than a temperamental deity. With a perspective, I'm Jaime Cortez.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.